today's contestants, a university administrator from Binghamton, New York, Kevin Batchery. A study abroad advisor from Hillsborough, North Carolina, Abby Grubbs. And a returning champion, a graduate student from Tallahassee, Florida, Laurel Lathrop, whose 2 days cash winnings total $64,002. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We got the week off to a great start yesterday with our champion Laurel earning about the same amount of money she picked up in her last appearance on Friday. Abby and Kevin, you're going to have to be at your best to replace her. But good luck to all three of you. Here we go. One Daily Double is going to come up in one of these categories today, starting off with Clues Across America. Next, Jump Around. Not-so-secret service code names. Hodgepodge? What's that award for? And finally, Chip and Dale. Champ, Stardust.
Let's try Clues Across America for 200.
All right, let's start traveling.
Hi, I'm Liz Cho from ABC 7. Mosaics in Ulysses S. Grant's New York City tomb depict the greatest moments in the general's career, including the April 1865 surrender of Robert E. Lee at this Virginia site.
Kevin.
What is Appomattox?
Yes.
Jump around for 600.
It can mean to jump up or to make something suddenly operative, such as a trap. Kevin.
What is spring?
That's the word.
Hodgepodge 400.
The guy for whom this popcorn brand is named began growing his own popping corn at age 12. Laurel.
Who is Orville Redenbacher?
Yes.
Hodgepodge for 600.
In 1852, this object was brought down from a tower and placed in Philadelphia's Independence Hall. Abby?
What is the Liberty Bell?
You are now on the board.
Let's do Hodgepodge for 200.
It has the largest egg of any living bird. Laurel.
What is the emu?
No. Kevin.
What is the ostrich?
Yes.
What's that award for? 800.
The Eisner Awards. These publications Will Eisner was best known for. Kevin.
What are comics?
Yes.
What's that award? 1,000?
The Clio Awards. To celebrate creative excellence in this. Abby.
What is advertising?
Yes.
Let's do Hodgepodge 800.
NASA engineer Lonnie Johnson invented this alliterative water gun that promises a drenching. Laurel.
What is a super soaker?
Good.
A Hodgepodge 1,000.
He used his antiseptic method for the first time, operating on James Greenlee's August 12th, 1865. Kevin.
Who is Lister?
Joseph Lister is the man.
Not-so-secret service code names 800.
Donald Trump's Secret Service code name is appropriately this, also something skiers have to navigate. Abby.
What is a slalom?
No. Laurel or Kevin? What is mogul? As in business mogul. Kevin, back to you.
Code name's 1,000.
Answer. Daily Double. All right. And you're in the lead. You can benefit the most.
Let's make it a true Daily Double.
Okay, here's the clue. Referring to a geographical location in the state she governed, Denali was code for her.
Who is Sarah Palin?
Yes.
Award for 600.
Given since 1983, the Sixth Man of the Year Award. Kevin.
What is NBA?
NBA, basketball.
Clues Across America, 800.
All right.
Hi, I'm Ben Bailey with Local 4. You'll actually go south to Canada if you take your merry wife onto the Ambassador Bridge, which connects Detroit and this city.
Kevin.
What is Windsor?
Windsor, Ontario, yes.
Clues Across America, 1,000.
Here with the clue is Ryan and Val from ABC 7 in Chicago.
One of Chicago's most popular destinations was originally called Municipal Pier.
It was renamed this in 1927 to honor military heroes who served in World War I.
Kevin.
What is Navy Pier?
You got it.
Chippendale, 600.
On a 1950s TV show, Roy Rogers rode Trigger, and this Queen of the West rode Buttermilk. Kevin?
Who is Annie Oakley?
No. Who was Mrs. Roy Rogers? Dale Evans. Back to you, Kevin.
Chippendale 800.
Stephen Fry narrated the audiobooks in this series in the UK, while Jim Dale, who is also British, read the American versions. Abby.
What is Harry Potter?
Yes, and that takes you up to 1,600. Doubles your score. You're in second place. We're going to take a break. Come back and find out a little bit about our newcomers right after this. Kevin Boettcher is from Binghamton, New York. You're married?
I am.
You have a family?
I do.
How many children?
Just one, thank God.
Little boy?
A little boy, Felix.
Now, it's always important for parents, particularly fathers, to get a little advantage over the mother in certain ways. Now, you wanted your son's first words to be...
Dada.
So when mom was away, what did you do?
I would lean in really close and go, da-da. Da, 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 da.
And did it work?
It most certainly did not.
That'll teach you. All right, Abby Grubbs from Hillsborough, North Carolina. You own a bilingual cat?
Yes, that's right. So I adopted him from Santiago, Chile, where I lived.
Oh, all right.
He was a little street kitten. And I think that he understands, do you want to eat in both languages?
Cats are sharp. Laura Lathrop is our champion, ladies and gentlemen. It's always fun to do the unexpected. And when we're talking about traveling, a sudden trip for no reason at all, you did one of those and you went where?
I went to Rome.
Why?
Because I realized I hadn't left the country in maybe 5 years and I really missed traveling and I found a really cheap flight.
And had you been to Rome before?
Not since I was 12 with my family.
Okay, so. What was the most exciting part of this sudden trip?
It's difficult to say, but either the food or the Sistine Chapel.
You can't get bad food in Italy. You know that.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back into this. And Abby has command of the board. Go.
All right, let's do Clues Across America for 400.
All righty.
Hi, I'm Lisa Hughes from WBZ. In 1856, the chef at the Parker House was said to have invented this three-word dessert. Despite the name, it's actually a two-layer sponge cake.
Laurel.
What is a Boston cream pie?
Yes.
Clues Across America 600.
Let's go somewhere else.
Hi, I'm Chris Radcliffe from KCEN 6. In 1885, shortly after the Waco Suspension Bridge opened, pharmacist Charles Alderton created a soda locals called a Waco. We now know it as this. And for the record, it contains no prune juice.
Laurel.
What is Dr. Pepper?
Right.
Let's try jump around for 1,000.
You gotta do this slang term to mean you're leaving. It's also good to get one in the polls. What is bounce?
Oh, okay.
Laurel.
Jump around 800.
Let's go to this, a 50s school dance. It's also a quick plane journey. Laurel.
What is a hop?
Right.
Chippendale for 1,000.
While coaching the Oregon Ducks, this football coach sent a refund check to a disappointed fan. Kevin?
Who is Chip Kelly?
He's the one. Less than a minute now.
Codename 600.
Having a bit of experience with the Western genre, he was dubbed Rawhide. Kevin?
Who is Ronald Reagan?
Good.
Codename's 4.
Angler was this Veeps code. There's fishing imagery in the 2018 movie about him. Laurel?
Who is Dick Cheney?
Yes.
What's that award for, 400?
The Mark Twain Prize. Kevin?
What is humor?
Good.
Award 200?
The Arthur C. Clarke Award. Laurel?
What is tennis?
No. Kevin?
What is science fiction?
That's it.
Codename's 200.
Sasha Obama was Rosebud. She was Radiance. Abby?
Who is Malia?
Malia is right.
Let's do jump around 400.
USA track and field champion Sam Kendricks does it with a pole. Kevin?
What is vault?
Yeah.
Chippendale 400.
Chip Taylor, who wrote this song that says, "You Make My Heart Sing," says his three favorite versions are by the Troggs, Hendrix, and X. Laurel.
What is Wild Thing?
Wild Thing, yes indeed. And that takes you to 3,400. Kevin, though, with a big lead. Abby, you go first when we come back to start Double Jeopardy.
Sponsored in part by...
Do you have concerns about mild memory loss related to aging? Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
selecting first in this Double Jeopardy round, and here are the categories for you. We start off with literary narrators. In the next category, each correct response ends in the letter X. We have a whole category about indicted. Now, we're not spelling it correctly there. The ICC refers to the International Criminal Court. Then we have the insect world to deal with, followed by film directors and Chippendale. All right, Abby?
All right, I'll do ends with X for 400.
A knee-jerk reaction is also known as the patellar this. Kevin?
What is reflex?
Good.
Film directors, 1200.
He was born in Pondicherry, India, and named Manoj, which he shortened to M. Abby?
Who is M. Night Shyamalan?
Good.
Ends in X, 800.
One of these occurred on September 23rd in 2019. Don't overcomplicate it. It's an equinox, September 23rd. Abby?
X, 1200.
The OED defines it as to make rhythmical sounds with the voice and mouth in imitation of the rhythms of hip-hop music. Kevin?
What is beatbox?
Yeah.
Film director, 1600.
This alliterative director got Oscar nominations for two 2000 films, getting the green light with Traffic. Laurel?
Who is Steven Soderbergh?
Yes.
Film directors, 2000, please.
Known for classic westerns like She Wore a Yellow Ribbon, he also gave us Mr. Roberts and The Quiet Man. Abby?
Who is Robert Redford?
No. Laurel?
Who is John Huston?
No. Who is the other famous John? John Ford. Back to you, though.
Literary narrators for 2000.
Montresor, the narrator of this Poe story, lures Fortunato to his doom with the promise of a fine Spanish sherry. Kevin.
What is The Cask of Amontillado?
Good.
Literary narrators, 1600.
In The Book Thief, the narrator isn't a who per se, but this knocking at the door. Abby.
What is death?
Death is right.
Let's do ends in X, 1600.
Seven-letter word for the Swedish specialty of raw salmon cured with salt, sugar, and dill. Abby.
What is lox?
No. Kevin.
What is gravlox?
Yes, seven-letter word.
Literary narrators, 12.
Though he takes his own life in The Sound and the Fury, Quentin Compson is back to narrate this author's Absalom, Absalom. Abby.
Who is Faulkner?
Right.
X, 2000.
Each of the interior angles is less than 180 degrees in this type of polygon. Laurel.
What is convex?
Yes.
Literary narrators, 800.
Daisy Buchanan's cousin. He narrates The Great Gatsby. Laurel.
Who is Nick Carraway?
Correct.
Literary narrators, 400.
In the epilogue to Moby Dick, this rescued narrator quotes from the Book of Job, "And I only am escaped alone to tell thee." Laurel.
Who is Ishmael?
Call me Ishmael.
Film directors, 800.
Known for his political dramas, this filmmaker has also interviewed Vladimir Putin for television. Kevin.
Who is Oliver Stone?
Yes.
Insect world, 1200.
There may be as many as 8 million species of insects, and all have bodies divided into three major sections: head, abdomen, and this. Kevin.
What is thorax?
Good.
Indicted, 1600.
Answer. The first of the Daily Doubles, and you have a big, big lead. $11,000 more than Laurel.
Let's do 3,000.
All right. Here's the clue. Ousted as this country's president in April of 2019, Omar al-Bashir is charged with crimes in Darfur.
What is Sudan?
Yes. You're at 20,000 now. Go again.
Indicted, 12.
The first ex-head of state held by the ICC, Laurent Gbagbo, of this coastal country, won a surprising acquittal in 2019. Abby.
What is the Ivory Coast?
Yes.
Indicted, 2000.
This global police agency has issued a red notice for capture of ex-Libyan internal security chief Al-Tuhami Mohammed Khaled. Kevin.
What is Interpol?
Interpol, that's it.
Film directors, 4.
Before directing movies like Seven, David Fincher directed this singer's videos for Vogue and Express Yourself. Kevin?
Who is Madonna?
Good.
Insect World, 8.
In the Bible, three of the 10 plagues of Egypt were caused by insects. These swarmers were in at number 8. Kevin?
What are locusts?
Good.
Insect World 16.
Answer. Other day of the devil.
1,000.
Just 1,000. All right. This bee, named for its habit of tunneling into wood, looks like a big, less hairy bumblebee.
What is a carpenter bee?
That's it. Yes. 24,400.
Indicted 800.
The ICC issued an arrest warrant for this man in June of 2011, but Libyan rebels closed the case in October. Abby?
Who is Gaddafi?
Muammar Gaddafi, yeah.
Insect World 2000.
Insects breathe through these holes in their exoskeletons, with a name from the Latin for breathe. And those are spiracles, or spiracles, if you prefer. Abby?
Let's do Insect 400.
The Lepidopteran family, Tanidae, includes the closed type of this insect. Laurel.
What is a moth?
Moth is right. Less than a minute now.
Chippendale 400.
One masterpiece of furniture maker Chippendale is the 8-foot-long Dundas This, a word Thomas spelled with a P-H. Get your feet off it. Laurel.
What is a sofa?
Sofa, yeah.
For 800?
One of Chippendale's most famous creations is a bookcase named for this string instrument carved on the front. Abby.
What is a violin?
Yeah.
Indicted 400.
The 1998 Rome Statute established the ICC, which prosecutes international wrongdoers in this Dutch city. Kevin.
What is the Hague?
Yes.
Chippendale 12?
Because Chippendale didn't use this identifier, also a bourbon brand, his furniture can only be authenticated by original bills. Kevin.
What is a maker's mark?
Correct.
16.
Some of the finest examples of Chippendale furniture are at this London museum named for a queen and her consort. Laurel.
What is the Victorian Albert Museum?
Yes, no, and we won't get to that last clue. You wind up at 8,600, Abby 5,000, but Kevin has turned the game into a runaway. $26,000 for him so far. Final Jeopardy still to come. Let's take a look. Mountain ranges, that's what we deal with. Clue in a moment.
A shocking discovery, remains found near two different apartments. New tonight, the gruesome investigation that has left neighbors disturbed. Indian summer, the list of heat-related school closings in October.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
It's never a good place to be in a horror movie when a group of kids foolishly hide behind a wall of these lumberjack tools. What are chainsaws? Happy Geico-ween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
Interesting. Mountain ranges. That's the subject for final. Players, here's your clue. A chain of volcanoes is named for this mountain range where the continental USA's deadliest eruption took place. 30 seconds. Good luck. If only we had more money going into final. I know that's what you're thinking. Abby, we come to you first. You're in third place with 5,000, and you wrote down the correct response, the Cascades. Yes, if only you had had more money to invest. But you double your score to 10,000. That moves you up into second place. Let's go to our champion, Laurel. She had 8,600. Did she come up with the Cascades? No, she was going for the Olympian Mountains, and she will lose a little bit. 85.99, leaving her with a buck. Mm-hmm. She'll finish in third place today. Kevin, game was a runaway for you. We're looking for the Cascades, and you wrote down the Coastal Mountains, so you're going to lose something. You didn't bet much, did you? No, 3,000. So you wind up with a victory at 23,000, and you get to play again as the returning Jeopardy champion tomorrow. Hope to see you then. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by
Statement Necklace. Or let your neck make the statement.
Gold Bond Neck and Chest Cream. 97% had firmer skin. Gold Bond Ultimate Lotion, Ultimate Skin.
The best in so many ways. Which cage-free eggs taste more delicious with better nutrition, too? Only Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
My friends keep me on the go, even when my back pain says stop.
New Asper Cream Warming Patch. Medicated warmth relieves pain up to 8 hours with no odor. Asper Cream.